Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath. Thanking God that He had given us release today on that. It was really hot. Just at least we had 2 days. And I know other family may be having the weather similar, and I hope that the Lord will also bring them relief by God's grace. On this Sabbath, June 22nd, 2024, this is our lesson 411. We are still in chapter 80, entitled In Joseph's Tomb, part 5. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to share a brand new Tiny Tot hymn for a theme of our new lesson, and we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share it with us, and I'll be learning for the first time this particular hymn as well.
Maybe I will too. Tell me the... let's see, this is it. No. Tell me the old, old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. Tell me the story simply, as to a little child, for I am weak and weary and helpless and defiled. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Let's see, 524. That'll help me here if I can look at it. Tell me the story softly, with earnest tones and grave. Remember I'm the sinner whom Jesus came to save. Tell me the story always, if you would really be in any time of trouble a comforter to me. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Tell me this same old story. When you have cause to fear that this world's empty glory is costing me too dear. Yes, yes, and when the world glory is dawning on my soul, tell me the old, old story. Christ Jesus makes me whole. Tell me the old, old story.
glory. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Ted. And I will definitely will have an opportunity to hear the tune for me to be able to learn it. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. We are going to ask the little ones by the help of their mom or even the elder siblings to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. And the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the Sabbath words that I'm about to learn. And these Sabbath prayers. And everybody who's in the Sabbath and the other Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. So it's story times, little one. Let's have a listening ear because we have a new chapter. And this chapter is chapter 19 entitled Judas in a story of Jesus lesson book. And our dear brother will be the one to share.
Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27 and Exodus 21. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten. But the owner of the ox shall be quit, or not responsible. But if the ox were wont to push with his horn, in other words, he's used to run around butting people in times past, and it hath been testified to his owner, your ox is running around butting people, now I've lost my place, I looked away. If it testified to the owner, if he'd been told what happened, and he hath not kept him in, he didn't tie him up, but that he hath killed a man or woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner shall be put to death. Well, that's pretty bad. You gotta watch your animals, it looks like. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him. So, apparently they said, you die or you pay so much. And he better hope he has that amount of money to pay. Whether he hath gored a man or have gored a daughter, according to this judgment, shall it be done unto him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. Okay. The Jewish rulers had been anxious to get Jesus into their power, but for fear of raising a tumult among the people, they had not dared to take him openly. So they sought someone who would secretly betray him, and had found in Judas, one of the 12 disciples, the man who would do this base act. Judas had naturally a strong love for money, but he had not always been wicked and corrupt enough to do such a deed as this. He had fostered the evil spirit of avarice. In other words, he had allowed the spirit of avarice, which is a desire for more and more, to live in his life until it became the ruling motive of his life. And he could now sell his Lord for 30 pieces of silver. That's about $17, the price of a slave. Exodus 21:28-32, it tells us that. He could now betray the Savior with a kiss in Gethsemane. But he followed every step of the Son of God as he went from the garden to the trial before the Jewish elders. He had not thought that the Savior would allow the Jews to kill him, as they had threatened to do. Next slide, please. At every moment he thought, or he expected to see him, Jesus, released and protected by divine power. That had been done in times past. But as the hours went by and Jesus quietly submitted to all the indignities that were heaped upon him, a terrible fear came to the traitor that he had indeed betrayed his master to death. As the trial drew to a close, Judas could endure the torture of his guilty conscience no longer. All at once, there rang out a call through the hall, a hoarse voice, which sent thrills of terror to the hearts of all present. "He is innocent! Spare him, O Caiaphas! He has done nothing worthy of death." That's taken from the story of Jesus, page 119 to 121.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next week, we will be reviewing the first part of a new chapter entitled Judas in our Tanika lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place, dear ones, June 29, 2024. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. It is time for our tiny tots and their parents and guests and the other little ones to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. Our topic is mammals of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear so our dear brother will be able to share with us.
God blessings, everyone. Here's today's new lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 3 is the Good Shepherd. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 5 says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave them 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing." "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." 1 Peter 5:7. Looking through nature, in this section is the mammals of the Bible. And the six lessons for the topic are: 1, mammals of the Bible; 2, domestic animals of the Bible; 3, domestic sheep; 4, caring for sheep, part 1; 5, caring for sheep, part 2; 6, the shepherd and his sheep. And the memory verses are a Psalm of David, Psalm 23:1-6. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In nature, mammals of the Bible. Remember, a mammal has these characteristics. One, they're warm-blooded. Two, it has a backbone. Three, two pairs of limbs. Four, more or less complete covering of hair. Five, feed babies with milk. Six, most give their young protection and training. And seven, mammals have a larger, more well-developed brain than other animals. The word animal in the Bible has many different meanings. There are four basic groups. There is the domestic stock, like sheep, goats, and oxen, the animals that were dangerous to life, like the lion, wolf, and flea, wild animals, like the sparrow and harvester ant, and finally, unclean animals, like the pig and the mouse. We will be studying in the next few weeks. It's just about the mammals we read about in the Bible. We will learn this week more about the care of domestic mammals like the sheep for the following Sabbaths in our case. Here in our minds, things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores in life be your lesson. Two, when someone loses a shoe or other item, help them look for it. Remember your lesson of the lost sheep. Three, you might like to go door to door with your family looking for lost sheep. It would be really nice if you could persuade them to take some spiritual food to help them in their weakened condition. Next, the reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals, use your guidebook to identify them. Two, find pictures of the Bible or animals for the bulletin board if you have one. Three, sing the 23rd Psalm and the hymn, Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, this week. And the character quality of the story is care versus indifference. The care is to have an interest and concern about another person as Christ cares about me, or in this case, all of us. Christ applied these prophecies to himself, and he showed the contrast between his own character and that of the leaders in Israel. The Pharisees had just driven one from the fold because he dared to bear witness to the power of Christ. They had cut off a soul whom the true shepherd was drawing to himself. In this, they had shown themselves ignorant of the work committed to them and unworthy of their trust as shepherds of the flock. Jesus now set before them the contrast between them and the good shepherd, and he pointed to himself as the real keeper of the Lord's flock. Before doing this, however, he speaks of himself under another figure, the Desire of Ages, page 477. The experience of the blind man led Jesus to tell the parable of the sheep. Read the story of the blind man in John 9. For individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet to tell children's Bibles, activities, stories, and poems for this quarter. 5, say your memory verses. In Remarkable Parent Food, There was always the danger of robbers and wolves to be guarded against. Sometimes the sheep would stray away from the flock, so they were frequently numbered to see that none were lost, for the shepherd must give a strict account of all the sheep under his care. The shepherd's life is one full of peril. If he is a trustworthy shepherd, he will not be careless and study his own ears. But he will search for the straying sheep amid storm and tempest. This is the way the true shepherd treats the lost sinner. He goes after him. He does not hesitate at peril, self-denial, and self-sacrifice. He is intent upon bringing the sin-burdened soul to repentance, to salvation, to peace, rest, and happiness in his Savior's love. And it is the privilege of everyone who has experienced the love of Jesus in his own heart to think if there is not someone whom he can, by personal effort, be studied, tact, and kindness, bring to Jesus, who is ready and willing to accept all who will come to him. He can all do much through personal effort. We can be laborers with Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of God, page 277. Share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. In this first group of pictures, our dear sisters Joan and Michelle have shared their nature scenery. The first picture seems to be a double path. In the middle, from the top middle, is a field of foxglove. The top, on the top left, that is the rose dark night. On the bottom left is the box, is one foxglove. In the bottom middle, a whole field of them. Well, and on the bottom right, is another small field of them. In front of a group of birch trees. This is the last slide for our dear sister Cecilia's nature scenes. On the top left is the roadside full of daisies of wild foxgloves. The top middle is a cow parsnip. On the top right are more pictures of cow parsnips. This next to some more birch trees. On the bottom left are more wild foxgloves. They rooted under a fallen birch tree. Behind more of them. In the center of these pictures is a goldfinch. On the bottom middle, an amaryllis. And on the bottom right, a bigger forest of birch trees everywhere. And next is our dear sister Stracy and family sharing scenes in their nature walk. On the top left corner is a warbling vireo. On the top right corner are white flowers, presumably daisies, and then both bottom pictures are box turtles. Huh? Oh, dear sister Cece, would you like to share your experience from these photos?
Sabbath blessings, everyone. For this particular one, we went on a school trip with Haley. This particular school trip was for bird watching. And while we were walking through the park, we encountered different things, like the bird that's you see on the fence there, the daisies. What you can't really see was the sunshine, and it was very picturesque. And there was a bee pollinating the flowers that you see there. That's what I was trying to capture, but the bee, you couldn't really see it well. And then these turtles were just hanging out on the rocks. They were like sunbathing, which was pretty cool to see. It was a very good nature walk. We learned a lot about the trees, the different types of trees. We went to like waterfalls within the park. It was pretty interesting. That's what I'd like to share.
Next is our dear sister Christina and family sharing their experience. From these pictures, we can see on the top On the top left corner is a picture of a polyphemus moth. In the top center, you see a picture of, I think, dear sister Chrissy playing in the sand. You, and on the top right is an evergreen tree. On the bottom left is a picture of a deer hiding through some bushes. And on top right are pictures of goats on a bridge. Dear Sister Christina, would you like to share your next experience from these photos?
Seven blessings, everyone. So the moth, Tony actually sent that to me while he was at work on, I believe it was, I don't think it was Wednesday or Thursday. But he said, he sent the picture. He said the moth came to visit me at work. I was like, well, I've never seen a moth with colors on it. So that was interesting. And it's big. And then we also went to the beach and, well, the lake. They had sand. Ohio doesn't have real beaches. So the children played in the sand. We went on a nature walk, and on the trail, this was in Amherst. There were a lot of evergreen trees. And as we were walking, we saw many deer. One of them ran off. This one decided to stand there and be photogenic for me. And there was another one on the other side, but he had his head turned away. A few days later, we went to the carnival, and at the carnival they had animal feedings, and they had the goats there to be able to feed them. And they also had monkeys, but the monkeys only came out at a certain time, and we didn't stay long enough to be able to feed the monkeys. But this was actually our whole week right here.
These photos are taken from our dear sister Yeye and family sharing their experience from the Philippines. On the top left is a monkey called a crabby macaque, and on the bottom on these red flowers is a picture of a butterfly. It's most likely the blue morpho butterfly. The bottom is brown, while the top is blue, and on the right is a sailboat on a beach. And finally, with our dear brother Daniel's nature experience with God's creatures. On the top three pictures, there are photos of a groundhog eating what looks like a piece of bread, and on the bottom are a flock of geese also being fed pieces of bread. I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. And dear sister Christina and family, maybe you didn't get to see the monkey, but you see the Lord provided a monkey today. This one is from Philippi. God is so amazing. Welcome and Sabbath blessing to everyone. Remember, little ones, I'm learning this particular hymn. It's so beautiful, but I'm hoping that I will be able to share it as our dear brother had done. Tell me the old story. Tell me the old story. Tell me the old story of Jesus and his love. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening hymn to a theme. It's entitled Because He Lives. You may find it also in the hymn book number 526. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may be able to unmute your mic to do so. God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He live and die to buy my pardon. An empty grave is dear to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, the call of joy this child can face. Uncertain days, because He lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth all the living just because He lives. And life is worth the living just because He lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And life is worth the living just because He lives. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the people that are here and the people that are not here, and not, and people protect them while they can come back to the Holy Sabbath. And please recite the word that we're going to learn. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 13, and it reads, "And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, and those listening on the recording later, we will continue with our part 5 of our lesson entitled In Joseph's Tomb, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John chapter 3, verse 14, King James Version. And Moses, as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, even even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. John chapter 3, verse 15, King James Version. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only
begotten
Son, that
whosoever
believeth in him should not perish, but have everything
everlasting
life.
Continuing.
John, page 3, verses 18. John, chapter 3, verses 17, King James Version. Sorry about that. For God sent not his Son into the world to
condemn
the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
John chapter 3, verse 18, King James Version. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. A bubble down to share.
John chapter 3, verse 17. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John chapter 3, verse 19, King James Version.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little ones and mommies and also sisters. Today we will cover pages 775 all through 776. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the Desired Pages, page 775. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic to do so.
Many minds were busy with the thoughts started by the scenes of Calvary. From the crucifixion to the resurrection, many sleepless eyes were constantly searching the prophecies. Some to learn the full meaning of the feast they were then celebrating. Some to find evidence that Jesus was not what he claimed to be. And others, with sorrowful hearts, were searching for proofs that he was their true Messiah. Desire of Ages, page 775. Continuing. Though searching with different objects in view, all were convicted of the same truth. The prophecy had been fulfilled in the events of the past few days, and that the crucified one was the world's Redeemer. Many who at that time united in the service never again took part in the Paschal rites. Many even of the priests were convicted of the true character of Jesus. Their searching of the prophecies had not been in vain, and after his resurrection they acknowledged him as the Son of God. You know, The Holy Spirit was at work there. They searched the scriptures with different reasons. One wanted to prove he wasn't, and one wanted to see if he was, and one wanted to find something about the feast. But the Holy Spirit led all their minds to realize the truth. That's the Tower of Ages, page 775.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So true, dear brother. And still today, let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Forgive me. Scripture song singer in the section Promises.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Desire of Ages, page 775. Nicodemus, when he saw Jesus lifted up on the cross, remembered his words spoken by night in the Mount of Olives. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 14 and 15. On that Sabbath, when Christ lay in the grave, Nicodemus had opportunity for reflection.
The Desire of Ages, page 775, continue. A clear light now illuminated his mind, and the worlds which Jesus had spoken to him were no longer mysterious. He felt that he had lost much by not connecting himself with the Savior during his life. Now he recalled the events of Calvary. The prayer of Christ for his murderers and his answer to the petition of the dying thief spoke to the heart of the learned counselor. Next slide, please. I'll bubble down so the next person can read.
Continuing, again he looked upon the Savior in his agony. Again he heard that last cry, "It is finished," spoken like the words of a conqueror. Again he beheld the reeling earth, the darkened heavens, the rent veil, the shivered rocks, and his faith was forever established. The very event that destroyed the hopes of the disciples convinced Joseph and Nicodemus of the divinity of Jesus. Their fears were overcome by the courage of a firm and unwavering faith. Desire of Ages, page 775, paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job. So let us learn and examine this particular verse this particular two verses of this chapter. Is taken from John chapter 3 as well. Well, this is verses 14 to 15. We are going to read the scripture from the King James, and we're going to play the same scripture, but this one is in English Standard Version. And I would like to ask the little ones and their mom this week that we can be able to dive in to why they left out a very important section. And it is, should not perish. The scripture from the King James read, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And this is in John chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. And in the the Revised Version, it removed a promise. And I'm hoping by God's grace that we as a family may be able to just search a little bit to why they have left out should not perish.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so was the Son of Man be lifted up. And whoever believes, in him may have eternal life. John 3:14-15. And as
before we continue, I would like to be able to share the reason why I left it. There are laws right now that are going to change to be able to bring the Ten Commandments into the school. And there is going to be a decision that they're going to do. But the commandments of the Bible has very vital information that we must believe. And not only believe, but we will be sealed in God with them. They will bring it, but will they keep the Sabbath of the fourth commandment in it and not necessarily the one that they will call the Sabbath, which is Sunday? Even though it may look very similar, but what is going to be removed is very vital. This is the reason I kept the music, that we can start teaching our little children and even the older children that things can be able to be altered. But if they remove what the Lord had in the scriptures and to be able to relate it again, to remove what is important, this is what I would like by God's grace that we can sit down with our children. For many laws and situation will be changing, and we hope by God's grace we can help our children to see the difference of it. And we will continue. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. We are in the Desired Ages, page 776. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one?
The Desired Ages, page 776. Never had Christ attracted the attention of the multitude as now that he was laid in the tomb. According to their practice, the people brought their sick and suffering ones to the temple courts, inquiring, "Who can tell us of Jesus of Nazareth?" Many had come from far to find him, who had healed the sick and raised the dead. On every side was heard the cry, "We want Christ the healer." Upon this occasion, those who were thought to show indications of the leprosy were examined by the priests. And continue on the next slide, please. Many were forced to hear their husbands, wives, or children pronounced leprous and doomed to go forth from the shelter of their homes and the care of their friends to warn off the stranger with the mournful cry, "Unclean, unclean." The friendly hands of Jesus of Nazareth that never refused to touch with healing the loathsome leper were folded on his breast. The lips that had answered his petition with the comforting words, "I will, be thou clean," Matthew 8:3, were now silent. And continue on the next slide, please. Many appealed to the chief priests and rulers for sympathy and relief, but in vain. Apparently, they were determined to have the living Christ among them again. With persistent earnestness, they asked for him. They would not be turned away. but they were driven from the temple courts, and soldiers were stationed at the gates to keep back the multitude that came with their sick and dying, demanding entrance. The Desire of Ages, page 776, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 776, paragraph 2. Come on, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Settlers?
Yes. Who come to the
healed to,
by
wait, to be healed.
To be healed by to
oops.
The
mm-hmm. Savior.
Savior.
Thank.
Wonder.
There.
Disappointment. The. Streets. There.
Were. Mm-hmm.
With
mourning.
Morning.
Speak the, out, I can't hear you.
The
mm-hmm. Sick
there
were
dying for
what
of the
healing.
Thy
touch
of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Physicians
there.
That's a W. Were.
Or.
Consulted.
A.
Vain.
There.
Good.
And was.
Mm-hmm.
No. Ask.
Mm-mm.
Skills. Like that of him who sleep
lay
in
Joseph's
tomb.
Desire of Ages, page 776, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 776. The mourning cries of the suffering ones brought home to thousands of minds the conviction that a great light had gone out of the world. Without Christ, the earth was blackness and darkness. Many whose voices had swelled the cry of crucify him, now realized the calamity that had fallen upon them. Whereas eagerly cried, give us Jesus, had he still been alive. The Desire of Ages, page 776, paragraph 3.
Good job, everyone. Today, we are going to have our closing song to be a hymn, and we're going to learn it together, dear ones. It's entitled Jesus, the Light of the World. This one was taken from lnwhymn.com, inspired by a scripture. It's from John chapter 9, verse 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to retain our questions for our review section next Sabbath by God's grace. I hope everyone is keeping cool and hydrated. If you have very sunny weather over there where you are, and we pray that the Lord will allow this week to be able to pass without anyone getting sick by God's grace. Next week, we will be reviewing part one of our part five of our lesson entitled In Joseph's Tomb. If you have any questions or anything that needs to be able to be researched, dear ones, you can send it beforehand. Now we can be able to ask any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, or our guest to close with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed Sabbath day. Father, we pray for your mercy in this heat, Father, for all the ones that are out there and that are not able to keep cool. We pray for you, pray for them, that they may find shelter, Father. Continue to keep, be with us and bless us in this Sabbath day. We thank you for the participation of the little ones and their parents, Father Jesus. Continue to bless us in this Sabbath day as we move on to the next section. We pray for the speaker. We pray for your blessing continuously, Lord Jesus. I pray for anyone that is might be sick and might not be feeling well or is in any pain as well. Thank you, Heavenly Father, again for your blessed Sabbath day in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to be reviewing our chapter 80 entitled In Joseph's Tomb, part 5, and that will take place on June 29, 2024. Leaving the scripture and also a quote from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 372, paragraph 2. The scripture is taken from Jeremiah 31, verse 33, and it reads, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Said the Lord, I will put my law in your inward parts and write it in their heart and will be their God. And they shall be my people." And from the quote, it says, "The same law that was engraved upon the tables of stone is written by the Holy Spirit upon the tables of the heart." Instead of going about to establish our own righteousness, we accept the righteousness of Christ. His blood atones for our sins. His obedience is accepted for us. Then the heart renewed by the Holy Spirit will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Through the grace of Christ, we shall live in obedience to the law of God written upon our heart. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, everyone, and may God bless.
Thank you, my dear daughter. God bless you too.
Praise the Lord, Dad. Welcome to all the precious brethren that I was not able to welcome. And I just want everyone to know that when I'm doing the presentation, if there's anything that has been text for me, I'm not able to see it. So if you were able to resend it or maybe after the service, you can be able to share, because I don't want to lose anything by God's grace.